Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Well, I'm pretty good. How are you, though, Carrie?
There is a pic that has surfaced from my past that we need to discuss today.
Yes.
Lots
of
questions.
We're talking FHM again, mate.
No.
Did you ever do FHM or Ralph or any of those?
I saw the picture from FHM.
No, sorry. I meant the cover.
Not a small thumbnail size.
Not 97 in the hottest 100.
98, mate. Get it right.
Was it 98?
Give me an extra. Oh, no, that's taken me. Yeah, I gave myself an extra point, didn't I?
Oh, no.
I?
Carrie's only just worked out that number 100's not the best. Oh, my gosh.
I wondered why my pick was so small.
Hey, we've got lots of fun to come, but also, because some sad news. Up next, we are going to talk about, an artist that we play a lot on this station has tragically passed. Anyway, we'll tell you all about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
It'll be Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, some sad news today. Just hours ago, it got announced that Coolio has sadly passed away.
So young, 59.
59 years old. Apparently, he was at a house with his manager and he asked to use the bathroom. When he didn't emerge for a while, his manager went and checked on him, found him on the floor. It's a suspected cardiac arrest. They don't know for sure as of yet, but he did so much. Obviously, this is the song that people think about.
I know, when we were playing the songs before, talking about it, I'd completely forgotten about all these other awesome tunes.
Great tune.
It just takes me back to house parties of the 90s.
Yeah. See you when you get there as well. Hip-hop stars have come out with their condolences. Ice Cube said, "This is sad news. I witnessed firsthand this man's grind to the top of the industry." That single, Gangsta's Paradise, sold over 5 million copies, and in the year it was released was the number one selling single of the whole year.
Wow.
Spent 14 weeks here at number one in Australia. He also went on to do, did you ever know about any of his cooking stuff? He released cookbooks.
No.
Cooking with Coolio was absolutely a thing.
I have a cookbook. It's called Cooking with Coolio, 5-star meals at a 1-star price. You too can become a kitchen pimp.
What sort of food would he cook? What was his go-to?
5-star meals at a 1-star price, because what more do you need to know?
Did he actually do the cooking?
He did, yeah. He actually did the cooking.
That's so fun.
And they were all like ghetto-inspired meals. Like he'd have a lot of grits and mac and cheese stuff and things like that. Yeah. It's taking Jesse back to his ghetto days.
I remember those days. A bit of mac and cheese.
What about
the share house?
I was more an Alfredo man. So many TV cameos. Sabrina the Teenage Witch. The Nanny. Charmed. Malcolm in the Middle, so many.
And he'd make a cameo as Coolio.
Yes,
he wasn't actor. He didn't turn actor at some point.
Sorry, I completely understand.
Yes.
I thought he was going on in disguise.
No,
and then at the end just rips a mask off.
I didn't know if he'd taken a change of career at some point.
He had some very colourful run-ins with the law. He got stopped at LA Airport on two separate incidents. One caught with crack cocaine, and the other was trying to smuggle an armed weapon. So it's been a
colourful life
and very colourful life, but. But I thought, what better time to play his biggest hit, Valet, the great man, Coolio. Here is Gangster's Paradise. Do enjoy. How old were you when this came out, Bickers? When exactly did it take you back?
I think I was like 14.
Yeah, prime house party.
A bit older
time.
Than I think.
Well,
I was.
Turn it up.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Jesse playing his own music again there.
Yeah.
Sneaking him onto the playlist.
Anyway, yep.
I'm sick of working with you naysayers. I've got smart ideas in this head. No, I'm not. I enjoy it. But I've got smart ideas in this head, and I want to be judged.
You, mate, from leaving and going to make your millions.
I don't want to. I don't want to. I like
actually you can't.
I like you. Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Everything like you invent belongs to us. Remember that.
Yes, I know. I know. But I just feel like you don't see the dream through your own idiocy. And I need a jury of my own peers. So call up now, 131060, and I'm going to pitch you an idea. And I would like our callers.
This could decide whether Tommy stays or goes from this show. If you're all on board with this show, he's off to make a mint.
Yeah. No, I don't need to leave. I just need people around me to buoy me rather than beat me down.
Doing multiple jobs. This needs to be your sole focus, you know?
I mean, this will still be my sole focus because the idea with my invention is you set and forget.
Oh, I like that.
So you just put it, give it to someone, to some boffin, they make it, and then.
Okay.
Well, why wouldn't they just do that?
Because they don't have the genius that I have.
Give us your genius.
So here is the idea, right? And once again, on 131060, give us a call and please support my idea. But use your own judgment. But the people around me are naysayers. Anyway, Bickers, you know how vaping is very popular at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know how it is very bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it doesn't have to be. I don't know why they only put things that are bad for you in vapes, right? Because the previous idea with smoking is that you needed it to burn, right? So that it was stuff that wasn't good for you. But with vaping, you can put anything in it because...
I thought you can get ones that aren't... I mean, I know nothing about what I'm talking about.
She reveals her.
Can't you get some that are nicotine and some that aren't, or are they all nicotine?
But nicotine is still bad for you. What I'm talking about is chucking things that are good for you into it, introducing the Vita vape. So you're still vaping, and you still get your nicotine.
But you get
omega-3.
Yes. Vitamin C.
See, now you get it. Now you get it. It's a good idea, isn't it? Who cares what you think? A Wyndham. G'day, Win.
Hey, Tommy. First time caller. Great to chat to you. I was going to say, it sounds a bit like you know the old hoax from the show, right?
What was
that? You know, Hoax, he used to call in on the Hamish and Andy show and
pitch his ideas. Invention ideas. Oh, yeah. But, Wynn, that's not the point. Do you think this one's a good one?
Yeah, look, I suppose they might as well get some vitamins while they're killing themselves slowly, right? So, yeah.
I think Wynn's missed the point.
Hey, here's a tip for you, Wynn. When you call up radio stations, don't mention old shows.
Criticise Wynn. Don't criticise Wynn.
Being a naysayer, remember? That's my role.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. She is a naysayer. I'm sorry,
Wynn. Although I am on board this idea.
Are you?
Well, like, I forget to take my vitamins, right?
Yeah, but you always remember to smoke your chiba, don't you? G'day, John.
Hey.
John, do you think a Vita vape is a good idea?
Tommy, not going to work, mate. You must have two old fellas. You can't get that silly pulling one.
Is that what I thought he said?
I've never heard that before.
John,
but I love
John,
it.
That is so good. And see,
he's
that's
an
why.
Of sayings.
That's why I need you, John, because these naysayers don't have sayings like that.
He can write your slogan.
John, no. Do you vape?
Nah.
Okay. Do you take vitamins?
All sorts of vitamins, Tommy, but they tell me you're on the Viagra, mate. That don't work either.
See, you can have a Viagra vape. Yes.
Don't you normally
smoke up to
after?
Poker.
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, hey, are you a naysayer or a... What's the opposite of a naysayer?
I feel like a heartbreaker. Tommy, what you're describing is a Ventolin vaporizer. They've already got something like that.
What do you mean Ventolin? But I'm on Ventolin. Do you mean for asthma?
So what it is like you take your medicine and it comes in liquid form, and then when you turn on the machine, it vaporizes it. You breathe in all the medicine.
Eric, I had that as a kid, and no one thought that was cool when I turned on my vaporizer in my room, and it went.
I think I used that for Addy and Evie.
Yes,
is that the big thing, the big square thing?
Yes, the big square thing.
Imagine taking that out to the clubs with you.
Just suck it back.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you sure you want to do this next?
I know, it's fraught with danger.
You get angry. I find it funny, but you get quite...
No, I just don't like when our listeners don't get it. But they're going to get it this time, aren't you guys? I trust you.
Are you sure?
I trust you. Georgie, and I will thank you in return.
Georgie described this segment as the most frustrating segment ever.
That's should we do
coming
it?
Coming up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time to say thank you or no thank you to people, things in this life, anything you want.
Just because it seems to confuse people, just to be clear, we're not saying thank you. Mm-hmm. We're saying thank you.
Hey, Peter had this to say on Instagram, and after hearing that, I might agree with him. He said, I listened on the radio, no matter how it was explained, it always sounded like she was saying thank you.
No, Peter, I'm saying thank you with an F, not a TH. It's English from my time living
it's
in England.
English.
Thank you or no thank you. That's how they say it over there.
Can I
in
start
England.
With one?
I'm a Londoner now.
Can I? Pretty chuffed with this stuff. Can I start with one?
Yep.
I want to say no thank you to single ply toilet paper.
Single oh, yeah.
Pie. Yeah, and in
oh,
fact,
ply.
Should be illegal.
Not pie, ply.
I will take pie toilet paper anytime.
Single ply is, it's a real.
It's a real prison issue.
You're
it's
real dabbling.
It's a real like accidental edge, finger. Yeah. All the time. I've penetrated myself far too many times with my own
how
liking.
How aggressively are you wiping?
All thanks to the single
no,
ply.
All thanks.
Damn yes. Seven. No wonder Peter's confused.
How many plies do they stop at?
So I reckon there should be, they should treat them like they treat razor blades. So you know how you have like.
Don't
I don't want to confuse
razor blades.
No.
But you know how they, the two companies started going at it for competing to have more numbers of razor blades for
did
men's
they?
Razors? Yes. Mm. And suddenly Gillette like came out and they went, well, we'll just do five. And there's
okay.
like five. So I reckon I would like to see five ply. I want a phone book.
Is that a thing that you can get currently?
Five ply.
What's the most ply?
Three, I would have thought.
Okay. I don't even look at the ply.
Don't you? What do you do?
Well,
what
I
do
don't
mean?
Know. I'm not the one that pies it, so I don't.
Oh,
I'm joking.
I thought you were saying you don't, I'm not the one
joking.
Doing
it.
Because doesn't
Coles,
even wipe herself.
Order yeah. whatever. And I
Wendy,
don't pay attention to the
I'm
ply.
I'm finished.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy. Wendy, next time some paper would be good, though, not just your bare hand.
Wendy, what yeah, ply no, was that?
I would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Just to be clear, I'm not saying yes. thank you. I'm saying thank you
yeah.
to leftovers.
Oh, great.
Because I had, in fact, I don't, oh. do you call meals see, that are left over that you have only an hour and a half after you had the first
that's
lot?
That's seconds.
Is that okay? I want to say thank you to seconds because I had ravioli for dinner
oh,
the
yeah,
other
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I had it at 10 p.m., it was so much better. The seconds, it was
so.
It was just heaven. I was watching TV and I was like, I'm still hungry. I'm going back for seconds.
So this is interesting because I would like to say thank you to curries because they
oh,
are yeah. better reheated
yep.
And
yep.
the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say no thank you to pizza that isn't eaten at the first attempt.
Oh, I agree.
Because it's impossible to make
I agree.
Again.
The thing that absolutely stresses me out so much is when Chris has ordered pizza
yep.
the night before and yep. the next day, and he always has a marinara. He loves a marinara pizza. Like
oh.
prawn and calamari
that's
and stuff
weird.
On it. And then he won't put it in the fridge. And the oh. next day I'll see oh. him eating it out of the box. And the stress, the rash that forms
oh.
on me. I'm like,
imagine,
that has to be refrigerated. You can't have seafood 24 hours later.
Oh, imagine how poor Wendy feels in your house. She's just trembling for the amount of wiping she's going to have to do. Let's quickly take Chrissy. G'day, Chrissy.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. What would you like to say? Would you like to say thank you or no thank you?
Well, I would like to say no thank you to 3-ply, Tommy, because we have 4-ply in our house.
Oh, Chrissy.
Whoa.
I didn't even know it existed, Chrissy.
Very fancy.
Okay. Does it cost her? Oh, because he's still not sure about what you
I
said.
I'm not convinced.
Yeah, Chrissy said.
It's a Quilton 4-ply.
No, sorry. Did you say? That's not what I'm confused about. I'm a bit like Peter. I wasn't 100% sure what you whether you were thanking it or no thanking it.
Well, I was no thanking three ply because we have four ply.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it was fank. It was fanks.
Was it?
It was fanks.
Hard to hear, isn't it? Is that what the problem is?
That's the problem with the segment. Give us a call, 131060. Do you want to say thank you?
With an F?
Or no? Okay. Anyway, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. And on 131060 at the moment, we're doing the most simple yet most confusing segment.
Frustrating.
Thank
is
you.
The word a lot of
or
people
no,
use.
Thank you.
Did you say frustrating or frustrating?
Frustrating with an F.
Ah.
Yes.
G'day, Alicia.
Hi.
Would you like to say thank you or no thank you to something?
No thank you to Carrie.
Oh.
I want to say no thank you back because you don't get the segment.
Oh my gosh. Why, Alicia?
There's nothing better than leftover pizza the next day. Nothing better.
Before we get to the pizza, I just need to clarify. What did you say to Carrie? Did you say thank you or thank you?
No thank you to Carrie.
That was a thank. That was a thank. That was
teasing. It was no
that
thank was, you. It
was, how do you spell it?
Oh, no, sorry. It was thank you to her. No, thank you. Because she said no, thank you to pizza. And I was like, no, thank you to pizza.
There's so many THs in there. How did you feel about
Why
that?
Why can't? Don't people understand?
Oh, sorry. How did you feel about that? No, wait. I'm getting confused now.
It's also spelled with a PH.
Cass, before we ask you your thoughts on anything else, do you understand the segment?
Yes.
Okay.
What is specifically?
Just hang on. Just get it aside. Cass, what would you like to say?
Well, no, thank you to my 2-year-old climbing.
Cass, that was.
I'm gonna have a mental breakdown.
How did you spell? Did you spell thank you? Did you spell it thank or did you spell it fank?
Oh look, no, I'm actually thanking him for being a little turd, but you know, no, thank you for being so adorable.
That was a thank you.
Do you think we rest it? What do we do?
Do you think we rest it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Do you think?
I don't seem to mind. Oh, that's why I said, did you not hear that? It's very tough now when we both don't get it. F and TH just sound the same.
I'm willing to give a prize
if
somebody actually gets it.
Okay, let's go to our next one.
I've got $100 that I will give someone if someone actually understands this segment.
We all know when you say that, you mean Jesse needs to hand over money. So, Jesse, get your wallet ready. G'day, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Yeah, pretty good. What do you want to say?
I'd like to say no thanks to food packaging.
$100.
Oh, he said thanks and thank you.
Oh, so close.
Oh, Eric, so close to that $100.
Hang on.
Bucks.
But it is thanks.
No, thank you. With an F.
It is. Hang on, it is thanks or no thanks?
No, thank you or no thank you. But Eric, what are you not happy about? What are you saying no thank you to?
Food packaging.
Yeah, I heard it the first time. Yeah. Sorry, Eric.
The other day I bought a box of Biscoff Kit Kats.
What's Biscoff? Is that the Aldi brand?
No, the ginger bickies.
Biscoff, yes. They're delicious. Right? Do you know you can get that in a whole tub and just eat it out of the tub?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we jumped at it when we saw it. So
right.
I bought it, opened the box. There's a plastic bag in the box. And then I opened the bag and they're all individually wrapped. That's 3 layers to get to my Kit Kat.
No thank you. If you just not said no thanks at the beginning, I'd be giving you $100.
Oh, don't be a tighter.
Okay, hold him there.
Eric, I'm sorry for
how
you've been treated.
Just hold Eric there for a sec. Jackie, what would you like to say?
Carrie, no thank you. With an F.
I don't care what you're thanking or no thanking. I'm giving you $100.
Did you just say thank you?
I was messing with you.
Thank you. But although we don't all say no thank you in the UK, Carrie, I do say no thank you normally, but I'll just say no thank you for you.
Nah, it's not what they do over there.
How would you know, Jackie? You don't sound qualified.
Jackie, what do you want to say no thank you to?
No thank you. No, thank you, because we downloaded the McDonald's app to do the Monopoly game, and we collected all the things. And so the other day we went in there and we ordered on the app and we said, okay, let's have an apple pie each. So we tried to order an apple pie, but only, yeah, so good. But apparently you can only order one at a time. You can't order two times on the, even though we have like 20 apple pies sitting on the app for three. You can only order one.
No thanks.
No
thanks. No thanks for that, McDonald's.
So hey, Jackie's
Jesse,
getting $100.
Jesse, what have we got for Jackie?
You've got $100. What are you doing? Don't do a random.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. Still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
Yeah, we need to discuss a pick from my past that has resurfaced.
I know this is really putting her on the spot, but producer Sonda, the boss, the balls of the show, I believe you said just offhand before, I've got something funny if anyone needs it at the top of hour.
Your time is now.
Web guy Eli's going to hate me.
Why?
For this. Well, Jesse, our anchor, did something really nice for Eli. I don't know if you noticed that Eli's been a bit down lately. Has anyone noticed that?
I did something
that?
Nice for him too, you know.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Way to steal my thunder.
Well, did your nice thing
well,
give
we
him.
We did notice.
Jesse made him some cherry ripe cheesecake.
And Eli loved every second of it, but it went right through him.
I don't think you
him.
Love every second
it
of cheesecake.
It went right
cheesecake.
Through
oh
him.
Yeah, Jesse's made Eli really sick. He's been out on the bathroom because to be fair, he ate about 3/4 of the cake, which is too much.
Cheesecake can only be eaten in one slice serve.
I just think every now and then you try to do something nice and then you give
also,
some of the runs, don't you?
Why are you making cheesecakes, Jess? I mean, it's amazing. I just didn't know that was in your wheelhouse.
Oh, mate. Thermomix. Oh. Yeah. It's got a Thermomix.
Is that a joke?
Are you trying to get one, mate?
Nah. Last week it was hummus. I had too much. It gave me the shits as well.
anything
that comes out of the Thermomix comes out of you looking like it's come out of the Thermomix.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Elton John and Britney Spears. It's Hold Me Closer. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
So I tried to tell you a tale yesterday that very start of our show, and I was so excited, and then you derailed it and made it about yourself, so I didn't get to tell you my tale.
Oh, my God, that reminds me. I've got to tell you something. So
the other night on The Project was one of those wild shows where Kate Langbrook was on and we just laughed and laughed and laughed.
Did you get stuck into the champagne before the show?
We didn't. Pete kept saying that on air, but we genuinely
didn't.
Good to see
we're doing the same gear.
Anyway, so a couple of things happened. First of all, and I love that I'm not too old to learn things, right? And I discovered a new phrase that I want to add to my repertoire.
Do you?
Yes.
What is it, Bickers?
We had Jonathan Van Ness, Queer Eye for Straight Guy, on, and he was commenting on a photo. Waleed wasn't on the desk that night, and Pete brought a photo of Waleed on his wedding day. And in this photo, he's wearing the most ridiculous suit
pajamas
you've ever seen, And they asked Jonathan to comment on what Waleed looked like, and he was very hesitant to offer any opinion. This is what he had to say.
I say to my friend who is always talking about these like chicken jerky sticks that I like because she thinks that they stink. And then I say, don't yuck someone's yum.
Such a funny expression.
Oh my gosh, you guys not use that one.
No, but I
love that.
Well, tickets to Jonathan's imaginary living room Olympian tour where you can yuck and yun as much as you like are available.
Yum.
So sorry.
Don't use it if you're not going to use it right.
You're yucking the yum. You get...
I'm having real flashbacks to Yin and Yang.
Yeah.
It took us about half an hour to work out what it was.
Is this a new expression to yuck on someone's yum?
No.
I've never heard it before. Has everybody in this room heard yuck on someone's yum?
Yep.
See, Sonda hasn't. She's not heard it. Belle hasn't heard it.
But Jesse is big in the fetish community. So
what do you mean? Is it a it's not a fetish thing. It's... Or is it originally?
No, it often is. I'm familiar with it because I did a stand-up comedy show talking about getting urinated on.
Okay.
And anyway, I made quite a few jokes about it.
Yes.
And people would message me saying, be careful not to yuck on people's yum.
So I love the idea of it being used in the idea of don't all over somebody, somebody's look or their joke or whatever, to not put them down, not to yuck on someone's yum.
Yeah.
And I
think you have to keep looking down at your sheet to remember what you're saying. People can't see this, but if you ever hear Carrie hesitate before she says a yuck on your yum, it's because she has to glance down at she and think, what is it again? It's yuck on the yum.
What I was going to say is I think I can add it a bit more to my everyday life.
Oh, yeah, when you get, so
I'm going to try and bring it into the show a little bit more. I'm going to try to yuck on someone's yum at least once a show.
Once a show. Okay, so tomorrow we can expect you to say it?
If you hear me say it.
Tomorrow?
If you say it, how about we start a fresh week on Monday, and every time you hear it, you call up and I'll give a prize to anyone who hears me yuck on someone's yum.
You're going to have forgotten this by Monday.
We have to bring the sheep with us so that I can remember how to say it. Anyway, the other thing I discovered is a very dumb thing, which made me think of this.
You're so dumb.
Got G-O-T. I had no idea that is actually Game of Thrones.
I went and saw The Lion King with my partner as they were presenting Baby Simba to all of the Pride Lands. I said, does this happen in real life? My sister, she called Hulk Breath the day before she was going there to ask if she needed to give them 18 hours notice for the 18 hours slow cook and bake.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
It's been a while.
Yes.
Since we've done How Dumb Are You? And so the other night when I learnt about yucking on someone's yum, I also learnt, did you know that you can get rewards for finding dogs?
If you find someone's lost dog, they'll give you a reward.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do you get?
Seen her?
We don't get $58 million.
I've never found
lost dog. Have you ever seen lost dog reward on like a pole on the street?
I have been on this planet for a good 40 years and I've never paid attention to the fact I've seen pictures of dogs that are lost. I've never seen it. You get a reward.
You know, that's
for
why they call him Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Who's Dog the Bounty? How long have you known that they give rewards for lost dogs? And who gives the reward?
They don't always. The police? No, but it's the same how they offer rewards for solving a crime or things like that.
Yeah.
So sometimes people offer rewards for things.
So how do they decide when to give the reward out and when not?
How much they want their dog back.
Okay, so say a dog's been missing for a day and you find it, reward or no reward?
Oh, I don't think they up the reward the day after. I think it's just so people are encouraged to look for the dog.
Yeah, so then maybe they don't ever actually give the reward.
Carrie, who do you think is giving the reward?
Is it the police or the owners?
No, it's the owners. So I lose my dog and I say, I'm going to give you $1,000 because I love my dog.
Yeah.
So hold on, that's not what it says on the poster, though. It says reward. So when you find it.
But often it will say how much the reward is. Yeah.
Can people decide in the moment when they meet the person that's found the dog?
It should be a trick or treat style reward. You either get reward or you get toilet papered or something.
Anyway, the look on all your faces has reminded me why it suits this segment. It's obviously an incredibly dumb thing to say. And I'm okay with that. I learnt something new. There's rewards for lost dogs, guys. 13 10 60. What didn't you know? How dumb are you?
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. And coming up very soon, we've got to discuss a pick from Carrie's past. Last time we did this was from FHM. Do we know
it's
which
not,
one?
It's not, guys.
It's from another magazine, yeah.
Yeah, it is from another magazine. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Zoo.
But right now, we're talking about Zoo. So remember that?
Yeah,
right now, we're talking about someone else.
You're so dumb.
Got G-O-T. I had no idea that is actually Game of Thrones.
I went and saw The Lion King with my partner as they were presenting Baby Simba to all of the Pride Lands. I said, does this happen in real life? My sister, she called Hulk Breath the day before she was going there to ask if she needed to give them 18 hours notice for the 18 hours slow cook and bake.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Yeah, I only realised the other night that there's rewards offered for lost dogs.
Yes.
Those pictures that you see all around parks that I've never paid attention to, clearly never looked for a lost dog.
Think of all the money you could have made, Bickers.
So how, yeah, anyway, I'm fascinated how often they're paid out.
We can't talk about it more than we already have. Okay. G'day, John.
John, how dumb are you?
Good afternoon, Carrie and Tommy. I'm actually not ringing about how dumb I am.
Okay.
Shout out to Romani. Shout out to Romani.
Good one, Johnny. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Carrie. You know, you're a woman of the world. You know, you host the project. you're really, really intelligent. Well, I thought you were. How do you possibly think the police would be given the reward for a lost dog?
It's astounding,
John,
isn't it, John?
This is a judgment-free space, and I don't appreciate your tone. But, yes, good question. I don't know what I was thinking. I've just never thought that, not that a dog would be worth the reward, but that people would I thought people would just look for the dog if it was lost. I didn't realise they needed a reward to look for the dog.
But what do you think?
It's
what
just
do you think?
A bit of an encouragement, and I don't mean to be good people.
Good, John.
That's gross, John. But I don't appreciate that kind of.
But because what do you think? Like when they offer rewards for solving a crime, like police are still trying to solve the crime before they offer a reward. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like the stakes are so high in that example, you know.
Well, so that's fine. You just don't value dogs. Is that what this is?
I do value dogs. I think people should find them without needing a reward. Anyway, Brianna, what are you calling about? Are you calling to tell me I'm dumb too?
No, I'm actually calling about my sister. She was watching the Olympics and it was a relay. So they were all getting ready, a couple of them, three or four of them. And she's looked at their bibs and she's gone, oh, she turned to her boyfriend, she's gone, oh, they're all got the same surname. And on their bib, they had jam for Jamaica.
Oh, oh that's cute.
Jessie's tried to kick her out the moon door.
Jessie's done
with
it.
Wrong segment, Jess.
Let's go to Kirsty. Kirsty, are you there? Kirsty. Yes. Yep. Good. Kirsty.
Sorry. G'day, Kirsty.
How are you?
Yeah, sometimes it's just in the approach because.
Is it?
Yeah, it's okay. Just how you ask it. Kirsty, how dumb are you?
It's not me that's dumb. I once dated a woman who, when we were driving on the freeway, saw the sign Wombats Crossing and asked me where the wombats knew to cross.
It's funny, the idea of them ushering each other along.
Yeah. It's just up there, John.
Yes. Yeah.
On the left.
But can I go here?
I thought that was for the zebras.
John is great.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is the latest one from Post Malone along with Doja Cat. It's called I Like You. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
You're trying to send us a hint there, Jess.
Yeah, I like you guys.
Okay.
Coming up, a pick has resurfaced. I mean, I don't know if it serviced anyone
when did
in the
you,
first
when
place.
When did you service it the first time? Oh, Christ.
Resurfaced from my past. Okay. Not just me and one of my besties. Mm. And what we, how we looked, what we, our, the whole thing is a lot.
Mm.
And, but I'm proud of it and I'm here to own it next.
Okay. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because do you remember the segment that started with such a simple instruction to me?
Mm-hmm.
And the simple instruction you said to me, you said, hey, I'm going to show you a photo and you just have to say the words back, when was that,
yeah,
right?
Because I'd come up with the segment, when was that Wednesday?
Yes.
And I thought, how fun, we do it every Wednesday.
Yes, and I was ready. I had my words poised to say, but instead of you showing me a photo, you showed me a photo and said the words, this was from 1987, it was Wednesday, and it was 2 p.m., and then looked at me expectantly, and I had to say, but when was that? Anyway, it's got a new name now, and it's back.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives. When was
that? When did that happen? Yep, you may have noticed the subtle change there. Sometimes we don't just do it on Wednesdays.
Yep, it's called the Archives of Our Guys' Lives. And occasionally we also call it a pick from the past.
Our guys' lives.
Is it not our guys'
It's of your guys' lives.
Oh, your guys.
But we are the your guys.
That's very confusing.
It is very confusing. Anyway, does this ring any bells to you, Bickers? From drab to fab.
I love this so much.
TV's best makeovers. And if you're thinking my ears are burning, yep, because you're both drab and fab, according to this article. It's
yeah,
a picture.
I posted this on my Instagram this morning. Yeah. A friend sent it to me. It's from a very old magazine from years ago.
When was that?
Well done.
Thank you.
If only I had the answer. I don't know. I reckon it would have been from maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Hold on. Does it say how old I am? No. Oh, yes.
Why did you only
lie
post
about my age? So take about 4 years. Now, so I reckon that was about 6 or 7 years ago.
Why did you only post the drab photos?
Because they haven't shown me the fab photos.
What do you mean?
They haven't. Their headline is from drab to fab.
TV's best makeup.
But they haven't shown the fab. They've just shown the drab.
Am I, or have I referenced, have I called the fab one drab?
No, we're both.
Drab.
Fifi and I are both in this picture, apparently, drab.
Yep.
I mean, what's funny is no one would be able to call someone drab these days. The fact that they even could call us drab. But I don't think we looked that drab. I think we just looked like the time, and times have changed. And perhaps eyebrow shapes have changed from little caterpillars to what they are today.
What else could they have gone with in a rhyming way?
Okay, rhymes with fab? Flab? No, I wouldn't want that.
From raw to foie.
This is the thing about this is I don't recognise either of those people. Sonda.
From shit to lit.
Yeah, that's good, Donnie.
That's good. But
from
again,
not to hot is good, Belle.
Okay,
it's hurtful.
Hold on. Again, all of this is hurtful because I don't think we look bad in the first place. Fifi's hair is interesting.
From ugly to lovely?
Stop
what,
it!
What about this? What about this?
This is what's wrong with the world. This
about,
is just two
what about
women
this?
At different
what about from we can be mates life. To great?
It's not even funny. That doesn't work.
Not bad. That doesn't work. No, hang on. Wait, yep.
What do you see when you see those two people? So let's describe
Fifi. Just a couple
Fifi.
Of drab women in a
Fifi
magazine.
Fifi has, I reckon it's a perm. We should ask her. Can someone call Fifi? I want to know if she's got a perm. I think it's from 2005,
you know
this pic of Fifi, and I think she's got a perm.
The main thing I'm attracted to is she's wearing what appears to be a dream catcher as a necklace. That is something.
And the quote from Fifi
teller.
Says, oh no, this is what they've said about Fifi from back in 2005. Like a fine wine, radio host Fifi gets better with age, as does her hairstyle. And now she's freshened up her appearance ahead of her acting debut on Neighbours. She's never looked better. And then it's got a quote of Fifi saying, accepting it's okay to be you is the greatest gift you can give yourself. Go you, Fifi. And then what does it say about mine?
Carrie,
I just look
do
very
read?
Tired.
Carrie's
I look
come a,
so tired.
Carrie's come a long way from her start on Rove Live more than a decade ago. The project host is now one of the country's most influential women. In fact, sorry,
every
I'm
woman
laughing.
Wants those eyebrows.
In fact, producers receive so many inquiries about the 35-year-old's wardrobe, they keep Polaroids of each look.
Is this back in the 90s?
Polaroids.
They keep Polaroids. But Polaroids are back now. You know, retro's cool again. They've come full circle. And my fear is that these eyebrows are going to come full circle. And I've now got tattooed eyebrows. So I'm up creek if all of a sudden the thin little caterpillars come back.
How come we can't find any photos of when you had the Lego helmet hair?
They're buried deep down in there.
You know where you are wearing that? A small hedge you're wearing? If anyone knows the book Grug, that was Carrie for one hot minute at an awards show. And
it wasn't a hot minute. I had helmet hair for a good 6 months, I think.
Well, you had a small hedge on your shoulders and then they just cut a hole for your eyes out of it.
Did someone get hold of Fee? Can we chat to her next? I want to know how she feels about this pic.
Yeah, we'll chat to Fee next at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to go check out the photo.
From foul to wow.
That's good.
Again.
That's good. Foul.
From cow to wow.
That's better.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. But guys, it's not just us.
No, because you posted a photo from years ago in a magazine. It says, from drab to fab is the headline, and it's you on one page and Fifi
Box. It's my
Box.
Drab soul sister who joins us now.
Hi, guys.
Have you or have you not seen the photo of you looking drab in the magazine from about 7 years ago?
I have seen it, and I've only seen it because you posted it, and everyone's seen it. And I've had many people send it to me today and ask me, what the?
So my first question is, did you have a perm?
No. Do you know what is so unfortunate about that? And I resent this on so many levels, that photo. One, it was the Daily Telegraph in Sydney got me in to take a photo of me and said they provide hair and makeup. Well, they didn't tell me they were providing some trainee hairstylist. So I had no say over that. So that was nothing to do with me. And then I sat there and they said, is that what you're wearing? And I'll never forget, some woman came out with some crucifix. I've never worn a crucifix in my life.
Yeah, Tommy did say he thought it was a dream catcher around your neck.
You look like, but you look like you're about to either tell someone's fortune or read from a crystal ball.
I feel like she's at church about to do a reading.
Yes.
You know, it's not quite nutso enough for crystal ball. It's a bit more mainstream, I reckon.
Yeah,
Killed me because the same publication, the owners of that magazine, have dredged up that old photo that they took, that I hated when they took it. Anyway, poor 22-year-old me didn't know how to say no.
But also, were you 22 at that time? I mean, the ages in all of this for you and I is quite confusing. Did you know, here's another thing, did you know, Fee, that people lie about their age?
Do I know that people do? I'm sure people
do. Do I know? I do it.
Women apparently, like apparently you can just stop adding numbers on.
I'm into it because I want to do it.
Why? You don't, okay, the patriarchy, you'll never need to.
No.
Anyway, it's a thing that I didn't know was a thing, and Fee's very much like me. She only discovers things are a thing about 5 years after everyone else started doing them.
But you know what I've realised I think you look like? I think Carrie's right. It's a bit straighter than I was going. I think you look like the woman at church.
Oh, with her 50 kids.
But who dabbles with the occasional joint smoking every now and then.
I reckon she's leading the cult and all her kids are coming, running up the hill behind her, you know? Anyway, apparently we were drab. I think you looked fab back then. And I think that someone calling us drab is highly offensive.
You say that. No, that is, I had no idea what I was doing with my life at that age. I still don't really.
I was going to say, do you now?
No, I certainly don't. But how offensive for them to call us. You can't do that in 2022.
No, but that was back 7 years ago and you could back then. The other thing that I think is very cute about it, though, is we didn't even know each other back then when this photo, when we were put side by side as the drab sisters.
Did you guys meet in some kind of drab club? Plain women only, thank you. No new clothes.
Women at church. Oh, dear. Oh. Anyway, who would have thought all these years later we'd be so fab?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't we sound so fab? We just sound like two very tired.
I know.
I thought you both looked fantastic then and you look fantastic now. Shut up, it was worth a shot.
Yeah. At Gary Tommy Show, if you want to see the photo.
Gary and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And guys, you can be earning with Uber. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
Because no boss. Drive.
You really focus on the no boss bit, don't you? Every time we do this bit, it's the bit that you really lean into. Yeah. Guys, no boss when you drive with the Uber.
No boss, also no uniforms.
Yeah.
Because what kind of boob tube have you got me wearing today?
And I like to keep things fresh. Every day a new outfit.
I know,
whereas we're driving with Uber, you don't have to wear, I was going to say you don't have to wear anything. You do need to wear clothes, not a uniform.
Yes, and I'd kill to be wearing more, to be honest.
Hey, up next, two movie stars have teamed up and they are going to create heaven.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up very soon, is it a money-making idea or a life-changing idea, Tommy?
It's both. Ooh. It's life-changing, it's money-making, and it's going to rock your little socks and jocks off.
Is it another one of your bad ideas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Now, I'm about to say words that I don't understand.
Go for it. I'll do it daily.
Or don't care about, but I know people do, and you know I like to be a woman of the people.
Yes, so in the zeitgeist.
So I'm here to bring you the good news. That Deadpool 3 is on the way.
That
it follows Deadpool 1 and 2. That
was
the
biggest.
Apparently
oh my God, get that. Breaking.
Ryan Reynolds has dropped an absolute bombshell for Deadpool 3. I'm not sure why this is a bombshell, but this is what he's had to say on his social media channels.
Every Deadpool needs to stand out and stand apart. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside. And I have nothing. But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
Oh, no way.
What does that mean?
Wolverine's going to be in Deadpool.
So has Wolverine not been in Deadpool 1 and 2? Wolverine was a separate character who's now going to be a superhero in Deadpool 3?
Sure, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Awesome.
Because they're best mates in real life.
Yes, that's so fun.
Is
because,
it fun?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Does that mean he plays Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman. Yeah. Do I have to explain acting to you now?
I mean, like, does the character morph into a different kind of character once it becomes into the Deadpool franchise, or he stays as Wolverine?
No, because Deadpool was in the X-Men franchise.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So he appeared, Deadpool appeared in the crappy movie X-Men.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway. Can we talk about Billy Ray Cyrus for a minute?
Oh,
Miley Cyrus.
I was going to bring it up as well.
Is this the only song he's got?
What a moment in time when Billy Ray became Miley's dad.
Isn't it? Instead of
Miley being Billy Ray's daughter.
Yes. Well, they haven't spoken apparently for years. I don't know if it's true or not, but their relationship's been on the rocks. But it's just come out that he is now in a new relationship. Him and his wife of 3 decades have split. He's now in a new relationship with a Sydney-born singer, Fire Rose. You want to hear a bit of Fire Rose? Got it all figured out.
Take it in your stride. So she sounds younger than him.
So, well, that's judgmental.
Is she not?
I don't know how old she is. It's irrelevant how old she is. It's also not on the piece of paper that I have.
As if it's irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
Oh,
why?
So if she's 20, that's fine.
I don't think she is 20.
Billy Ray would be, what, he'd be 61. Mid-70s?
Oh, he's 61.
Okay, sorry, mate.
And they met last year when they collaborated on a new song together.
A Wiggles song.
Yep, she moved to LA to pursue acting when she was 19.
Oh, my God.
No, that was a little while ago.
How long ago, mate? You don't know, do you?
Anyway, she is able to do whatever she'd like with her life, as is he. What have you got?
Vickers, do you want a bit of Joe Biden news?
From 19 to Joe Biden.
Yes, I know.
The other end
a man
of the spectrum.
Who I've said for many years has died a long time ago, and they just prop him up like a warm piece of meat, pretending he's still alive. Now, this is from a speech he made just yesterday, and it's raised a few eyebrows. Keep in mind the bit in this speech, he starts thanking people, and then when he thanks one in particular, Jackie, take note of this.
I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
So he asked, Jackie, are you here? He's talking about Republican politician Jackie Walorski. Now, the reason that raised a few eyebrows is because Jackie died a few months ago. Oh my God.
And he's asking where Jackie is.
And he publicly mourned her death.
Oh, no.
And it's led a lot of people to ask his press secretary, how is the mental acuity of the president? And she was peppered with questions. I'm here to let everybody know President Biden is absolutely fine. And his mental state is absolutely fine. In fact, in a 60 Minutes interview, he was asked about his mental state, and his answer speaks for itself.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. I mean, what? It's just not... I haven't observed anything in terms of, there's not things I don't do now that I did before, whether it's physical or mental or anything else.
Wouldn't want the nuclear codes anywhere else.
He's just saying that he sees himself, he only doesn't see himself as a number.
What about when he asked where the dead person was?
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.